るというのがリーチの青くなっていたので青くなっていたので important point we have to get into account is that angle Sam Vinci always is focusing on prophecy itself. Prophecy of what's doing not having a doubt. Cosmically, angle Sam's note focuses on prophecy itself, the watching itself, not as a result. That's why, but in our daily living, whatever you do, usually we see our doings from result, judge. We are mastering living process itself. So Angus Angi always they take us to the sea to see process itself and doing itself. But this doing itself or process itself is not there, is not have something with while doing as a result. It's cross relation, but simultaneously cross relation. But usually we miss pretty often the process itself. That's why then always take us to the process itself. But if we realize that we should pay attention to process itself, most people ignore the doing as result. Or experience, ignoring consciousness. So very naturally, their attitude towards human life is very haughty. Because they are always in staying in a certain high level of life. That is very haughty. So simultaneously it's connected with doing human doing, it's human behavior as a result. You can't ignore this. Very complicated. But actually process itself is completely beyond human judgment evaluation. But this is life itself. No comment. But the other day I went to see somebody who has a cancer. Talked with him. He said that he really appreciates. He has really appreciated the difference because he realized no difference between life and death. Life is exactly the same as death. Death is exactly life. He really realized that point. And then he said his father called upon him, talking about his brother's life, because he had some problem. So by phone, he helped with him by phone. That time his brother talking about the brother's problem, but the sort of addict of smoking cigarette. He really wanted to stop, but he couldn't stop. So that is the brother's problem. And that man said, he says, it's really boring to listen to that problem, because problem of smoking cigarettes is not a big problem for him. But here, his problem is he's right in the middle, on the verge of life and death. It's not a problem. It's really not his problem. It's really for us. So he smiled and he laughed. But anyway, what I want to tell you is life and death is no different between. Because death is a very good example. So death is not a matter of depression. Death is something you have experienced, or death is something something before you experience death. Or death is the middle of death. No way. Nothing to say about death. But even though nothing to say about death, death is really there. But how can I say? In other words, process itself. Process or the working of death itself. Pay attention to it. Nothing to pay attention. Nothing to pin down what it is. But we do all this. Dancing or walking or playing piano, so whatever you do, right in the middle of process itself of playing piano is no comment. All you have to do is just to play. But usually we get used of judging our the life through the result. Of course, result is important, but without the human behavior, as a result, should be backed by the process itself. The pure nature of doing, pure nature of human behavior. That time there is no comment, no discussion. Then, if you want to say about that process of doing human behavior itself, at that time you can say many ways. Oh, it is good, it is not good. Well, it is false, you can say so. But whatever you say, it doesn't hit the mark. For instance, death. You like death? Well, death is beautiful. Whatever you say, death is beautiful, death is ugly, or death is I don't like, or death is I like, whatever you say. You can't hit the mark, blue eyes, of death itself as a process. Nothing. All you have to do is write on process itself of death. Don't you think so? So, but it's connected with human consciousness, looking at the human doings as an experience, as a result. That's why there is, if you say something about the process itself, always there is good. Yes, it's good. Okay. But it's not good. It's, be careful attention to it. Okay? And then, here is, it's not complete. It's not enough. But it's not completely enough, well, it's okay. So, always here is, it's okay, but it's not okay. Always there. So that's why Angle Zen Master always says in that way, that's why it makes us confused. We don't know what he is talking about. Well, I will read anyway. You don't understand. Okay. So, first note one, for the when Tishan arrived, but Christian says that the note says the boat killing fellow, the wild buck spirit. Anyway, Tishan was really horsey. His life is often staying at the high level of speech and life, but it's called enlightenment. So from the high level of speech and life, well, many people, the trees, the birds, and the pebbles in the human world are really ridiculous for him. So, whatever they are, teacher, which is called Kueshan, the master, Buddha, patriarch, trees, bars, birds, or what? He doesn't care. Because he's always staying high level, in the high level of speech and life. For instance, look at another religious experience, other people who experience another religion. Well, maybe you can see those people. If people experience, you know, high level of speech or life, okay, through a certain religion, whatever you say, but they don't care. They don't have ears to listen to you, okay, because they are always saying higher. Whatever you say, what you say are really ridiculous. So always, they are happy. They are happy. So that's why we are very confused. That is real religion. Or maybe I should learn certain religions because they are happy. So very naturally, we are drawn into it, by it. Because they are very happy, because they are staying at the high level. But it's not real religion or real speech or life, because it is exactly the same as courtier. So, that time, they are just like the boat carrying fellow we call Kampan Khan in Japanese. Boat carrying fellow. I told you very often, Tampan Kantan is a board. Tampan means carry on shoulder. And Khan is a fellow, a guy. A person who carries a board. Well, you can't see that to the right, to the left, to the back. You know, just the forward, just the one side. If you experience religious life, you feel happy. If you are happy, you don't see the unhappiness. You don't see the people who suffer. So you are always looking at the high level of spiritual life. So you always see everybody from a high level of spiritual life. So whatever you say, people don't accept you. So that is really Tampan Khan. The boat carrying fell. It's really pig-headed. That is nothing but prejudice and egoism. Under the beautiful name of a religion or spiritual life, we create problems. And also, she said, the boat carrying fell and the wild fox spirit. Wild fox spirit. Well, here is I told you maybe last Wednesday. Anyway, wild fox is a person who has practiced for many, many years. According to the stories, anyway, and then master became a wild fox by answering to the question whether or not an enlightened person fall into conversion. So this the person answered this question saying, not fall into causation. Then immediately his life became a wild fox. And then, since then, he lived his life as a wild fox for 500 years. That means a very old fox. Old, old fox. Completely human control. You cannot take care of him. He is really too old a bird to be caught with a chaff. So that's why the Engo Zen Master says to this Teishan, well, this is really the wild fox bird. In a sense, when he really understands this monk, because by practice, hard practice, he anyway attained enlightenment, and also he has great capability anyway to handle even the Zen masters named Ifan, Krishan. So no one couldn't take care of such a old white fox. In a sense, the Engo Zen Master praised him, in a sense. But on the other hand, that is not praise. That is really the boat carrying fellow. Do you understand this? If you are a painter, and if you become famous, people say you are a great painter. So you really boast of yourself. I am great painter. That is pretty good in a sense. You become a wild, old wild fox. But if you boast of yourself, at that time, you are just like a boat carrying fellow. Do you understand? So, if you become famous, fame makes you boast. It's the boat carrying fellow. That is very stiff. And other painters, who seems to be ridiculous, okay? Because you boast of yourself. So always you look at everything, the trees, birds, and the people from fame. If you are not famous, you are a ridiculous person. That is with Pan Khan carrying the board and looking at just one side. Zen is not something like that. Life is not something like that. We should look at the all directions. Anyway, take care of. That means, egolessness. We have to practice the egolessness. And note two says, unavoidably, he causes people to doubt. He has suffered defeat. And this is a note for he carried his bundle with him into the teaching hall. Well, unavoidably he causes people to doubt. Well, of course, if you get into the Buddha hall without putting down your travel clothes and the bundles, then just walking to the east from the west, and from the east to the west, always back and forth in your friend's house, well, people feel maybe you are crazy. What are you doing? Yeah. And then, Engo Zenji says he has suffered defeat. But that attitude is already, he was defeated, in a sense. He was too much off. So, if you become a famous, very naturally you become too much off. If you show off, you are defeated. if you're a really great famous person, well, even though you don't show, okay, it's really, you become famous. Same apply to enlightenment or your life. If you have, Buddha says, if you have a bottle filled with water perfectly, even though you shake it, no sound. Okay. But if you have a bottle with a little water on the bottom of the bottle, you shake it. Do you understand what's the difference? Big noise. Okay. So if you become famous, and then at that time, if you boast of yourself, then that means a little water under the bottom, in the bottom of the bottle. Shake it. I am a great person. That is really tampankan. The boss carry fell. But I don't mean that we should ignore that your career is really wild fox. Great. But on the other hand, wild fox is exactly next door to next to live next to the boss carry fell. Shaking his hands, each other, watch out. So this is really true. That's why Engo says in that way. And Engo already knows, Engo then you already realize this. That's why what you are doing there, you are really making the people doubt. And also, you are already defeated. And Engo says, and then what are you doing there? Maybe you are expressing, manifesting your experience of Zen. What is that? What is that? The Engo Zen says he has a lot of charm, but what for? What for? Job? Or beating Zen master? Or fondling Buddha? Is Zen? Or always always being high or being low, it's not Zen, because life, Zen is life itself, death itself, nothing to say. What is called Zen is showing off. Zen is beating somebody, or Zen is discussing something, or Zen is such and such. It's not life and death. Death is what? Life is what? What for? Death? You have a lot of idea of death. What for? You have a death. Great death. What for? Nothing to say. So, well, we are always some ideas of life, death, even a death. Well, what is the kind of good idea of death? Writing the book and that you become a famous by the book of death. Through the science of religion or Buddhism, it's just like a person who's selling the water by the river. It's not something special. Death is not something special. Death is just death, usual death, usual life. Exactly the same as life. If you're always writing a book on death and become a famous and you are invited to talk about death, well, what is it? You are selling a death by the death. Is there something special? No way. That's why Engo Zen Master say he has a lot of chance. Zen Buddhism is a lot of chance. We are same apply to all of us. We have a lot of ideas. So life, death, Zen, Christianity, all three natures, a lot of ideas. Well, it's okay. But we should ask, what's for? It's not ridiculous. It's okay. It's all right. still we have to knock the door once more and look for. Because we have to understand, we have to focus on anywhere process of the death itself, anywhere we have to see, which is exactly the same as life itself. This is the point. Kasho, Zazen, or what is Zazen? By the Zazen, there is something you can sell by the Zazen. No way, even though you can say, I always talked about, but this is nothing but the dregs. By these dregs, even though you feel good, it is nothing special. You have to sell. You have to sell. So, what is Zazen? Zazen is just focus on, just focus on the process of Zazen itself. That's all you have to do. When you do Zazen, we do Zazen. One with Zazen. This is real Zazen process of Zazen itself. But simultaneously, we going back and forth, okay, process, pure process of the Zazen and conceptualize Zazen, okay? Back and forth, immediately, simultaneously. That's why we judge it. And then you say, it's ridiculous. Zazen is boring. So who make it boring? You did. You do. Zazen doesn't care. Life itself doesn't care. Death itself doesn't care. Whatever you say, death is boredom, death is beautiful, it doesn't matter. When the time comes, anyway, death is death. How can you do? Be one with death. Be one within the oneness of death is yet something. You have to sell. Nothing. If you say something to sell, it is just like setting the water by the river. It's not a particular thing. So, well, that's why, anyway, we have to pay careful attention to the process itself, the working itself, the thing itself. This is shikantara, shikantara. Then says, that's why, immediately, Engo Zenmaku says, he deserves 30 blows of the stuff. Indeed, his spirit reaches the heavens. A real lion cub can roar, the lion's roar. He deserves 30 blows of the stuff because he is very Champankan, the boat carrying pharaoh. So he deserves 30 blows. But on the other hand, if you say something about that, you deserve 30 blows anyway. But on the other hand, if you can say something about that and become famous, it's great. Just like a lion calf, roar to roar. His lore is great, but in a sense, it's not. You deserve any way 30 blows. Do you understand? But this is like death. If you focus on process, the function of the death itself, okay, you should accept both. Okay. To deserve 30 blows, on the other hand, you are great. You're great, but simultaneously, you are deserving very close. Then by the time you can really be right on the process of death itself. For instance, Zen Master, I told you before, Zen Master was asked by his disciple, please leave the suggestive remarks for because you are about to die. According to Buddha's teaching, he says, I don't want to die. found that it was really completely different from what the monk had expected. So the disciples asked him, "It's not your last word. Please say something last word for us." And then he said, "I don't want to die. This is great work." So you can accept, if you are right on, if you are really right on the process of death itself, you can say, "I don't want to die." But I don't want to die, it's not I don't want to die or opposed to, I can die right now. Complete beyond. I don't want or I can die. Complete beyond. Because no comment, right in the middle of process of death itself, nothing. So, I don't want to die, just a flashing light in front of you, flashing light. Or I can die, it is also flashing light. But real death is, you must be right in the middle of real death. How can I say real death itself, about real death? Nothing to say. What you can see about death is just a flashing light in front of you, okay? Black, red, yellow, that's all. That is a common color to real death. So, that's why next, anyway, Engel Denmark says, wrong, after all, check. After all means sure enough. He translated after all, but there are 3 points, wrong, sure enough, check. Well, that means what you said, what you did is wrong. Simultaneously, sure enough. That's enough. And then the third point, check. Check me. What should you check? What should you check? Right in the room of the process of death itself, okay? Within the real process of death itself consists of 3 points, okay? Real death is just a question. As you said, flower is flower, green is green, bird is bird. You have no comment to that. This is touching. Second point is, well, within flower is flower, that is death, there is no trace. No trace. There is leaving no trace of death. That is death. If you can say something about death, it's trace. It's sort of a trace of death. But if you are right in the middle of death, you can't leave any trace of death. But you can say, but what you can say is nothing but the trace of death, not real death. So, that's why second point is completely no living, nothing to leave, trace of death. That is, trees is trees, birds is birds. Willow is green, flower is red. And third point is perfect comprehension. Perfect comprehension means that which settle yourself in yourself. That is perfect confidence with majestic. Well, what to say? Spirit. So that is a check. We have to check. That is real nature of death itself, real nature of life itself, real nature of the tree, real nature of the Zen. The other Zen, wrong. The other Zen is okay? Wrong. No, it's not okay. You understand? It's simultaneous. Okay. Sure enough. That's okay. But you understand? It is judged by two attributes. One, for sure enough. No way. Still, there is something you have to do. That is check. Check means how can you check? Zazen is Zazen. Zazen is just Zazen when you have to do Zazen, that's enough. And then that Zazen is not something you can do, leaving always a trace of a consciousness, thinking, judgment. Zazen must be something you have to do Zazen without leaving any trace. That is a shan, breaking of the law of Zazen. That time, you can really have confidence, perfect confidence within Zazen. That is a real check. The real check. The real check is real practice. Real practice. You can the explain what the after it takes life in the galaxy and also always point out that point. That's stuff. It's your after. But then doesn't explain the philosophy, just a directory, he said. And in the story, Techo then added the comment to the Teishan's behaviors. He said, completely exposed. And then to this, for this statement, Engo Zen Master says, wrong. Sure enough, check. That is completely exposed. So, death is completely exposed. Life is completely exposed. Complete, nothing, completely exposed. What is it? It is good? Yes. It is not good. But it is something you have to check. Check is, day by day, we have to practice anyway. Through the practice, anyway, we have to deepen it. Deepen it and get taste of it. What is real process of the nature? What is the real death? What is the real meaning of life? Well, we have to get taste of it. Through practice on the daily basis. Otherwise, no way to get taste. That is why the Sechō Zen Master's the comment completely exposed. So, Teishan's behaviors is what? Walking to the west, to the right, to the west, to the east, back and forth. It's wrong? It's wrong. It's not wrong, sure enough, because he has practiced for many, many years anyway. So, he can do it. And he left immediately saying nothing. It's wrong, it's sure enough, it's great, but simultaneously, it's now sure enough. Then still, Teishan still has to have something to check, that is, continuation, to achieve the continuation of his practice, getting taste of what is real meaning of practice, which is for life or death, mentioned by Buddha. Okay. And well, this is the first drums of this. Anyway, he Teishan tried to leave Zen monastery. He came to a gate of the monastery. At that time, he reflected upon himself. Oh, I was so rude. Do you remember? So rude. So I'm very sorry to the Teishan, the great Shan, the master. So I should go back to see the great Shan, the teacher, with more pride. Attitude and see him anyway. that is second part, okay? Second part. And then he said, teacher, the only teacher in the story, Keshan says, just a teacher. With a pride, went back from the gate. And at that time, Keshan reached his whisk. Whereupon Keshan shouted and shook out his sleeve, and he left. This is the second part of the proverb, Koan. Well, it is still, and also finally, the essential added a comment to this, and he says, completely exposed. This is the second comment of Sechol. Same comment to second part of this course. Well, Tengo, they must say, letting go, juggling in, at first, too high, and then too low. But letting go means from the first part. From the first part of the story, saying move, and he left. That is on letting go. Anyway, he left. And then, when he reached at the gate of the monastery, he effected for himself, and then he went back to see Keshan. That is gathering together, comment the Engo says in that case. So letting go, gathering in. At first, too high. The first time, he was very high, nothing. So he left immediately without seeing the Keshan. The end, second time, he reached at the gate, he reflected upon himself, went back to. That is really pride, actually, that is the law. So in the beginning, he really boasted of himself. Secondly, well, he reflected upon himself and a little bit disappointed. So he went back. So that is Engo says. Engo then must say, at first too high, in the end too low. When one realizes one's fault, one should be formed. Keshan was very straightforward. He thought himself how rude he was. So immediately he reflected upon himself straightforwardly and went back. That's great. Without saying that. Staying at a certain stage, which is called enlightenment. So he went back. That's pretty great. So Engo says, when one realizes one's fault, one should reform. But how many people can? Well, this is very nice. How many people can do it that way? If you have a certain position, well, it's very difficult to be a straightforward. Even though you realize how rude we are, well, still we stick around, we hold on the positions because you don't want hurt, you know, the position, fame, etc. So very naturally, you cannot be straightforward. So that's why Engo says, in a sense, Engo Zen Master really prays. Is Keshan. You great. You accept it for himself and went back to see Keshan. But how many people can do like you? You great. But on the other hand, well, it's okay, but it's not. So always going back and forth. Okay. That's why you don't understand this comment. No. As before, he said, Engo says, as before, he acts like this. It's already his second defeat, danger, it's danger. So, the, as before, well, he left the first time, and he reflected upon himself and went back. Well, first time he left, saying nothing. This is already he was defeated because too many shows, too much. He shows too much himself. That is, there is a lot of traces there, what is called enlightenment. That is already he was defeated because Krishan could read his Arjuna mind, even though he doesn't say it. So he was already defeated. Krishan, the master, already saw through his thoughts. So he was defeated. Secondly, he went back to see Krishan. He was also defeated because Krishan knows, aha, he came back. He came back. Well, just like a real death. If you are right in the middle of real death, well, you can say, you like a death? Yes, sir. You don't like a death? Yes, sir. You can say either. Just like a flashing light, whatever you say. So, first time, you can leave because you don't like death. I don't care. What is death? I want to live more. Then, third, second, well, that's pretty good. Four, what death? Because death is here, so why don't you see the death again? Please pry attitude. What's the meaning of the death? Well, but real death is real question. Then must question always understanding this question right? What? So, whatever he does already, real death, real process of death, named question, understand pretty well. So he was already defeated. Krishan was already defeated because Krishan saw through his eyes. And Krishan watches this fellow with cold eyes. And when he went back, Krishan went back to the teaching hall. Krishan sat there. But then he already knew everything. Okay? Whatever he does, leave, or come back, whatever he does, he knows pretty well. But whatever he does, Krishan did, anyway, he was defeated. Because before, whatever he does, Krishan saw through Krishan's promise. That's why Krishan can always watch the Krishan with cold eyes means no waves, no waves. Just sit down there. And then at that time, Krishan, just like a frog, right in front of the cobra snake. Just like a snake, you know, watching the frog. He couldn't move anyway. He cannot escape from that frog. If a snake goes near at the frog, the frog cannot move because snake has strong powers, really powers, so he can't move. So, he watches, Krishan watches this fellow with cold eyes. It takes this kind of man to grab a tiger's whiskers. Krishan don't know exactly, but it's really touching the whiskers, the tiger's whiskers. Really dangerous. He didn't know. If you don't know, no, everything is okay. If you know, it's very dangerous. That's why Inga says, oh, it's dangerous. He came back to see the Krishan, but he didn't know. Krishan didn't know, so that's why the Inga knows pretty well. No, Inga then must know pretty well. Then he changes heads, switches faces, he throws a wave where there is no wind. Or he changes head, switches faces, but I is a patient critics toward Tishan. In the beginning, while he left, saying nothing in this monastery, because he left. This is, and then secondly, he reflects upon himself, oh, I was so rude. So that's why he changes his head, switches faces. He stirs up waves where there is no wind. Actually, you see, right in the middle of that, there is no wind. There's no wind. You have to stir up. This is a death, real death. Watch out. Nothing to say. Right in the middle of a death, no wind. You have to stir up. If you start to stir up, it's already something extra, apart from real death. So, real death, real right, real kasho, real zazen, what is? What is that? It's not necessarily stir up, but we are all the stir up zazen, don't you think so? How many can do? It's that they will do zazen without stir up, because there is no wind. But actually, we always stir up with the wind, waves. That's why Engel Zen Master says, for he stirs up waves where there is no wind. Only that fellow could do this. He sets his strategy in method from within his tent. That means the essence, the encoded master said, to question the attitude. Question the master, only that fellow could do this. Well, sat. He sat right in the middle of the hall, okay? With cold eyes, seeing through the Tishan's practice. Whatever he did, he knew pretty well. So only Krishan could do this. And he really set his strategy in method from within his tent means he already great world, which is a tent. There is a tent. Then he always be right in the middle of real death, real life. That is a big tent. So, from the tent, within the tent, he look at the patient, what he did, he was doing. He understood very well. So, his strategies are already set up. Okay? Set up. Flashing light. Red. Do you like that? Yes. Are you sure? No. Oh, yes. But anyway, question always look at those flashing light with cold eyes. Just to watch it. But question always starting to waves, creating waves. Do you like that? Yes. Are you sure? No. Yes, you are. You are. Well, I don't like. Are you sure? No. Always start up. Something is good? Yes. It's very good. Are you sure? No, I don't know. Always start up. But actually, no wind. Nothing can stop him from cutting off the tongues of everyone in the world. So, Krishan is. Nothing to stop him because he is right in the middle of death. Life is then short. Nothing, no one can stop him. Whatever you say, he's just like a frog blinking once. Do you like it? Yes, that's enough. He knows. Whatever Tishan brings many fascinating stuff. Leaving or coming back or whatever he did, well, Krishan knows pretty well. This is the understanding of a white fox spirit. White fox spirit, anyway. attention really was fox, old brute, really old brute. They are all people who can grab the clouds and grab the fog, but he is standing among them in a sense. Well, and God they must praise, you know, Tishan, because all patriots will experience enlightenment and arrived at the same stage which is called enlightenment, just like a Tishan. So his spirit is really tough. And just like a dragon flying in the sky, you know, very strong, tough. You know, the Rinzai teacher is very tough and strong, you know, tough. You know. If you are grumbling for the above then, well, then the Rinzai they must be very broad, give you a rapid blow to you. In a word, San Francisco, one of students who practiced under the guidance of, you know, Goyu Sadaji. And he said, his student said, that they must was always calling, screaming, shouting, with a compassion. So one day in the doctor, he asked, the Buddha says, we should be compassionate, kind. Why do you always scold people, the students? And then the master says, stupid, get out! Get out! Very true. Get out! If you get out, sorry though, don't get out. That is the one trick to you. Get out. Yeah, really, then if you want to be out, then I think that I must really do then I wish I could start that. Maybe next life. If I do, imitate Rinzai's words, no one believes me. So I give up. Kukagi must be Kukagi, okay? So I don't have any capability to combine, you know. Rinzai and Soto, just like the Maizu Roshi. You stay smart, you combine, you will think. Sure, this is Rinzai and this is Soto. This is Buddhist. It's not Buddhist, but I can't do this. Well, I think I should stop. Still, you feel not left. I think where you should be.
The first time that he went into the teaching hall was the Zen Master doing this?
I don't know what he's saying. Well, it doesn't matter. The question that was he in the teaching hall or not. Anyway, if you come into a monastery, through your intuition, you can feel something. You can understand. So immediately, something. Tisha moved something. Going back and forth and says, nothing means it's not vain. It means deep meaning in a sense. What two meanings? It's nothing here. Or, on the other hand, everything is emptiness. So, two meanings. But anyway, he felt immediately something through his intuition.
That all we hear from Keshav, is there any other story that maybe someday his holiness will go away?
Oh, no. His way of what he do, way of then, it was very tough and hard. So this is his type. I don't mean that exactly. Just say nothing. Mu means manifestation of the true aspects of human life. And so whoever Kuishan is, great Zen master or not, you know, what Kuishan is human and nothing but part of impermanence and change. So it means that he really showed the experience of enlightenment he had. Yes. That is a nothing. See that? So directly he shows his experience because he always stayed. He always stayed at the highest level of spiritual life, what is called enlightenment. That's why Krishan, Hato, Buddha, Aura, anyway, a part of the impermanence. What shall I say? If you are always right in the middle of a death, well, what shall I say? Nothing. But on the other hand, you have to see that flashing light, you know, light, dislike. For the question, Keshan didn't see death. Just the same, right in the middle of death, he left. That is the quality of his experience. That's why Krishna knew that point. Because he is still there. So sooner or later he has to get out of there. And no flashing light anyway.
So when he was expressing like the thought of one light, that first effort, but just saying that very haughty.
Haughty, yes.
And then when he was leaving, he came to realize that he should pay more respect. Mm-hmm. And then in the story, he says he was defeated. So he came back. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good.
Well, you're pretty good. Instinct is pretty good. But anyway, whatever. He was defeated means whatever he does, his way doesn't lead to the Buddha's eye. So it is not sure enough. But it's not wrong.
He knew he was. When he decided to go back, he knew. He was just pretending to himself.
Sure.
It's
pretty good.
That's
impossible. Right. It's pretty good. Already, you're stupid. But sometimes we must be defeated. We try all that, get weak. That's a big problem. Try to be more good boy. But it's not necessary to lose. Sometimes, no way to escape to losing. For sure. But still the quality of enlightenment is the difference between the two. The charm of it the show the directly enlightenment itself. But Krishan they must show enlightenment very quietly. Nothing to say, but his way, whatever he does, is very quiet, but it's moving and also. Very gentle and sometimes hard, but certain equation doesn't show the enlightenment directly. So that's why he reached fifth is human world, heuristic world. Because teaching all the space, the highest level of the spiritual life, there is no dualistic way and no dualistic world. So all is there. The question, no death, but no. But question was not confused, tossed away by birth. Hungry from moment to moment. So that's why he just without saying, try to reach the quick means suggesting to the patient, you are staying at the high level of spiritual life. It's good, but watch out. Watch out. There is still the world where you live. Where do you live now? There, you're still quarrel. So that is a suggestion. That's why Kishan immediately shut and left. Well, shut up, it's really from the high level of spiritual life, there is no dualistic world. No matter how long you discuss, you know, dualistic world, should we deal? Do you like death or do you don't like death? Whatever you say, at the high level of spiritual life, nothing to say. So, immediately he shouted two questions. Christian suggests very gently, here he is. He didn't explain why, but could Christian immediately notice there? His way of, his way of suggestion. That's why he shouted immediately. And then.
Why did he shout?
Why did he shout?
Why did he shout?
Oh, because, you know, the high level of the spiritual life, there is nothing, okay? No dualistic one, nothing to discuss.
And angry?
No, not angry. Showing the directory, the mood of truth. In the truth, nothing to say. No discussion. No discussion. So, if you want to learn the truth of the thing, die. Okay? Die. To die means nothing to discuss. But we really want to discuss. We really want to poke our head into the discussion about sin, about diving. Okay? So that's why it's very difficult to dive directly. That's why one day, someday, we have to carve. Okay? If I shark, maybe you got a big shark and, oh, yes, that's good. That is directly showing directly the mood of the truth itself. So then, teacher always shows the sharp and the cut. Well, we are always, our consciousness are always complicated, always looking at something and discussing something. That's why it's very sticky strings there. You can't see. So someday you have to cut off and then just dive into it. That's pretty good.
I wonder what
Pete has
sugar and
the sugar. That is a very holy year. That is very strong in the time. No, it's not. It's just like this on the left, you know, showing his.
Dramatic.
Chinese people are like very dramatic. That is really the Quran. If you read the Quran, it's lots of dramatic. They like very much, for instance, you know, the nonsense. I'm making a fire for of a bathroom. And then close the doors, and he make smoke on purpose, you know, inside of the building. And then he scream, fire, fire, fire.
forget it, throw money.
The hell, she did, on purpose.
And then many monks came together and tried to help him. And he said from inside, if you say something one word by which my mind was, there came the enlightenment, I will open the door. Right before the fire, you know, say something one word. And then I can open the door. And then the Joshi Zen Master said, open the door through the key, you know, through the window. The key of the door. Joshi Zen Master came at the same time, at that time, you know, trying to help. And, but the Joshi Zen Master is very quiet. And the nonsense always screaming inside, open the door, help, help, help. But he didn't do it. And then, all monks didn't know what to do. So then Master Joshi Zen Master opened the door and threw the key of the wing door, you know, through the window. And then the nonsense opened the door with the key. That's the whole stuff. Dramatic. But it's really human life. Human life. It's really human life. But we always making smoke inside, you know. And then we need always one something, you know, to open the door. That is a key, you know, through the window. You know. So we do always dramatic. Can you know how dramatic our human life is?
Fox
is okay, it doesn't matter. Fox or a rabbit or trees or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That means, fox means, well, I think in China and Japan, the fox was believed as a sort of magical animal, powerful to change his figure into a beautiful woman or a boy. To cheat the human being. And that is a fox, the Japanese people, or the Chinese people believe.
Was it a punishment or a
punishment? No, it's not punishment. It's not punishment. But from appearance, it seems to be punishment, but it's not, you know, a deep understanding. White fox means that you have to anyway return to human world, which is a dualistic world. Day by day, we have to be, anyway. When the spring comes, you have to be in the spring. If for winter comes, you have to be you for in the winter. So that means that you have to change constantly. But this change is not change, the fitting into reality. Instead of staying high level of spirituality, we have no dualistic world there. So if you see there, for all of it, we create some problems. So when the spring comes, you can't wear the winter clothes. You take off the winter clothes, you can't wear the winter clothes in the summers. So we have to adapt to that, accommodate yourself to moment, but with open eyes, the eye openness.
But
you
said
that
you asked a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave an answer and he returned
to
it.
Right. Well, it's not, it is even the one world not fall into causation. That is the answer that time.
Okay,
it's not right answer, but it's not right answer. On the other hand, not fall into causation is also right in a sense. Because you cannot always take care of just according to the causation, the law of causation. If you take care of your life just according to the causation, you cannot move an inch in the realm of causation. So you cannot be the, you cannot find the freedom there. So in order to be freedom, well, you have to be free from causation sooner or later. So not fall into causation is freedom from causation. But what is freedom from causation. It doesn't mean to ignore freedom. Okay? So intellectually, well, it's suggesting. But basically, you have to be right in the middle of both eyes of life. Constantly change. What is the real meaning of death? What is the real meaning process of life or death? You have to be there. And then look at, well, human world, flashing light, right flashing light, or red flashing light. That is causation, or freedom of causation, or not freedom of causation. Over there, ideas. And then this old monk pick up one, that's why on the other hand he forgot this. It's not punishment, but he forgot. In the story, he didn't say the other aspect. So that's why, anyway, he became a wild fox, means whatever he, even though he forgot, and he picked up one, well, his life is one. His life has to go back to the dualistic world. When the spring comes, he has to be. When the winter comes, he has to be. So that is wild fox. And for 500 years, means from century after centuries, all human beings do in the life. Then, after that, the wild fox asked Shakyamuni, please, just remark, you know, in order to be free from fox. And so he said, not ignoring causation. That means, and then he leaves. So that is a flashing light. And then that flashing light, he can accept the box. Flashing light. That means completely he realized he awakened where he is, right in the middle of samsara. Okay? But if you pick up one, well, he cannot be stayed right in the middle of samsara. Okay? He attached to something. So we have to see anyone flashing light. But where you are is right in the middle of life or death. This is the basic nature of human beings. Even though you don't know, that is the place where you are. So, that's why Yakujo showed the other side. Then he realized, oh, yes. That means he awakened to where he is. And then he said, please, perform funeral service for me. That means freedom. Story is really well, that call is pretty hard for many months try to understand to but again, if you understand basic teaching, way of understanding of Buddhism, it's not difficult. People from Kansas City, Lawrence, and near Kansas City.